Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello. Welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. And I'm your host today, Janet Thornburg. My apologies for the difficulty of getting on today. And for the last show, we had a thunder and lightning storm here, plus really strong winds. And it took out a transformer, and it had something to do with the phone line. It was days before we truly got it back together. It's the consequences of living surrounded by mountains. So let's hope for better connections today. And I'd like to begin with, Father God, please connect us with us today and open our hearts and minds to your instructions for our lives. We connect to the mind of Christ, and we praise you for the name of Jesus, and in his name we pray. Amen. Well, wow, there sure is a lot going on in our world right now. Our prayers are for the people of France and people who've been attacked since then and lost loved ones. And this gives people a lot of questions. And Father, we know you told us in your word that perilous times would come in 2 Timothy. We beseech you, Lord, to protect the United States of America in Jesus' name. And we ask for the right person to get in office, the right person, and the right circumstances. And we just praise you, Father, for your love and mercy and grace towards us. Well, it looks like we have some people that would like to ask questions. So let's go right ahead here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I like to look at finances.
Finance? Okay.
Yes.
Let's look at finance. Yeah, the world's where, I mean, we really all should be concerned about finance. I mean, our country is in very deep debt, and this is a year that God can supernaturally remove debt, so we really need to do our part. Okay. All right, you're going to be you're destined to be financially secure. Your first card is the Three of Pentacles, and you should be heading towards that. I mean, sometimes when we have to be tempted with our comfort zone, you know, we become a person that works against ourselves by the way we think, and we give in to fear, and we need to know that it is time. The universe wants to give you a life more abundant and for you to enjoy your life more, and it's going to happen very quickly now. It's crossed by the Knight of Swords, which means a quick resolution to things. Now, the next card above it is the Devil card, which means it's in the present line, which means there has been a lot of dark energy coming against this happening. And the last card shows you in a very healthy relationship, that it's going to move forward now, but it doesn't look like it's an easy transition because of your present job.
Okay.
So you need to really have faith and keep up your prayers and watch it change.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. God bless you, and thank you for calling.
God bless.
You know, when Jesus was baptized, he immediately went into the desert and was tempted of the devil. And it was a 40-day period. 40 is very significant. And it's like, we don't want to be like the Israelites and take 40 years to recognize something. So we need to do our part, which is to believe and to work on renewing our minds to the Christ mind. So that's what we want to do every day. Take another call in here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm looking on the flyer for you, stuff.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. What is your question today?
Well, I was wanting to know if we could take a look at A and see what she thought last night when we were talking and everything. And we talked for a while. And, of course, you know, we talked about our house and what's going on with her and things like that. And of course, I talked about my shoulder and, you know, how to get around that pain management thing. And I was just kind of wondering. She said she wasn't. She didn't know what she was going to be doing for Thanksgiving, and you know, of course, both her kids cook, so she'll probably have, you know,
choices,
something that way. Yeah, you know. So, but she's working the day after, and I told her, I said, why don't you just take the day off? And she says, if I don't work, I don't make money. And I was like, okay, you know, she's and her job just breeds paranoia because. If she's not there for her customers, then one of the other girls, you know, snaps them up.
Yeah,
she's very competitive business.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the first card is the Lovers, and it's crossed by the Ten of Cups, which means that in her present, you know, present situation, she and from the past, she never thought that she could ever. B, but there's also an offer coming up, which is the Four of Cups, and it's an adventure. My life
coming from her.
It's crossed by the card of adventure, and the last card is the card of Virgo, which is the Hermit, which means that finally seeing something, seeing the light about something that you know. You know, God wants us to enjoy everyday life. I mean, that sounds like Joyce Myers, but that's true. She uses that theme, and if God speaks to all of his ministers, he speaks to them all. He wants us to enjoy life, and this last card is the card of enjoying life. And I think she finally has realized that, you know, she's been so... survival mode, I want to say, so caught up in just surviving and taking care of the obligations, and now thinking about actually forming, being happy and sharing some of that with somebody.
Okay. So you're saying this offer is going to come from her?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you find your grandbaby yesterday?
Yes. That was so
hair-raising.
Well, she got they heard another little girl pulled it over the bus driver.
What do you mean?
They pulled her over the bus driver and got off where she wasn't supposed to. And then it was very difficult for me to get in touch with, and I couldn't leave or I'd have had three more kids at large.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Raising. I got through it.
And how old was which one was the which one? How old
six
was
years
the one
old.
That did
six years
this?
Old. Six
oh
years old.
Oh my God! You're gonna have to put a GPS system on her.
That's what I told her. I'm gonna be able to track you from now on. You're not pulling this on Grandma again.
Oh my gosh! I can't believe
yeah,
you
it was
did
a little
hair
raising, but praise the Lord, safe and sound. Everything's cool. And thank you for calling.
Yeah, you're welcome, Daisy. You have a great day.
You too. God bless.
All right.
All right, that was a little hair-raising. There's some things that happen right before this show. It's unbelievable. But I just keep trucking on here. Let's try another. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hello? Can you hear
me? Hi, what is your Yes.
It's been a long time. I was just just to remind you, Daisy. You got to tell how when people call in, you got to tell them how to remember to press to speak with you because I had no idea. I was just playing around. I couldn't find it on the website or anything.
What number did you have to press?
Oh, I had to press zero to get through to you.
Oh,
so
okay.
If
get the operator.
In, like I got your email. I got your email and. But it didn't say how to talk to you directly, and I haven't been on the site in years. So anyway, I couldn't find any help menus or anything to tell me what I should do to get through to you. So I'm glad I'm here.
I am too. And actually, I booked this ahead, but when I came online to go on air, it said that there was nothing in 24 hours, and I went, Oh, no, here we go with technical problems again. But then, you know what, I persevered, and here we are. God bless. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I called in like four times, and I got that exact message. So anyway, I'm
so
glad
God.
To be out here.
Thank you for your perseverance. What's your question?
Well, you know I'm a Capricorn. I'm very I do persevere. But anyway, my question is, I would just like a general reading, particularly about romance.
Okay.
Coming up.
Okay. Well, I am using the Cleopatra Tarot. It's the Egyptian deck for you today.
Well, that's very cool.
Uh-huh. That's what I thought, too.
That's it.
Okay.
Cleopatra. What a love goddess. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you're scheduled here. You are absolutely scheduled for happiness. Your first card is the Ten of Cups. That's a happy marriage, happy relationship. I mean, whatever people term it today, it's to me, it's just happy. So, and it shows that you had a lot of past life stuff around your love life. You had a lot of past life experiences that... But they're in the past now. It's in the passing influence line, so you don't have any more lessons with partners. Oh, that is a blessing. The next card is the Empress. Well, the Empress gets what she wants, and she's empowered in her career, and but she now she's going to be empowered in her love life, and she's going to feel like she's being treated by her worth. You know what I mean? By her worth.
Yeah,
and you have
that's a really erotic card. That's a really erotic card, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's fertility, and it's. But she gets what she wants. She gets what she wants. Finally.
Ooh, that'd be a miracle.
That's
so great. That's a chipper reading.
We're in the time of miracles. I'm not done. And the last card, it has to do with emotions. It's the card of the moon. And like I said, when we've gone through more than one experience, emotions play a big factor. And it says that finally, though, you're going to be emotionally fulfilled. And, yes, this is a miracle, and it's been a long time coming, and I hope you receive it today. I really do.
Well, thank you so much, Daisy. It's been a long time.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless, yeah.
All right. You know, the Spirit of the Lord told me that people were going to struggle. Some people were really going to struggle hard because they've been waiting a long, long time. And I recently got sick, and I fell into feeling bad. It's like, okay, now everything's pressing, and here I am sick now, and that's, you know. So I kind of gave into humanness that day, and the Spirit of the Lord reminded me of how Jesus fell under the burden of the cross, and how many times he fell before he made it to Calvary, how he agonized before he even went to Calvary. And wondered if he could get out of it, and how Isaiah the prophet wanted to die, and the great prophet Paul wanted to die. And so things in the world can get very heavy and weigh us down. And, you know, by loving one another, by praying for one another, and doing this is my way of giving back, all that's been given to me, and I do this, and we don't identify anybody. We don't try to get anything from you. We're trying to get something to you. So I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to share the love of God with you wonderful people. Here's another call. I'm grateful for these calls. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hello? Just want to listen? Okay. We will try this. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay, let's try something here. So, as I was saying, we need to realize that we're living in a world right now where we just witnessed a Paris attacks, threats to our own country, and people are questioning everything now. It's like, who do we vote for? Well, I keep praying, and I kept praying that things halt, not happen so fast when they were talking about bringing people in from Syria. And I am the first person that believes that we should do something humane, but I don't think we should have our kindness taken for weakness. And it was very disturbing to find out that the terrorists posed as refugees to get in other countries and did damage. So I think, you know, we have to be very aware what we're looking at, and I think we need to be very cautious right now. And I was grateful to see that that's been blocked for a while. And I'm all for helping people, but put them somewhere where they will be out of harm's way. Okay, let's try this again. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Keep trying here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hi. Sorry
it's
about
Nikki.
The cough.
How are you?
Sorry about the coughing. I'm still coughing from that sickness.
Do you have some water by you?
Yeah, I'm going to get a little bit. Thank you. I just came on all of a sudden. Yeah, that was better. Thank you for being understanding. Thank you for
no
the
problem.
Suggestion.
How are you?
Okay, I'm good.
That's good. Let's see. It's questions, huh? Well, I got a really awesome piece of information that I can't really share, but I'll share it with you at another time. But I wanted to talk music.
Music, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, this band that I'm currently with seems to be getting some really good gigs. You know, it's a little frustrating because I don't think they're as advanced as some of the other bands I've performed with. So I'm wondering if I need to look for other opportunities or just stick this out for a while.
Okay. Okay. It says the first card is Four of Cups, which is an offer. So, you know, sometimes you got to get from point A to point B, and it's through exposure with them, and it's showing it coming up, and it's like a very prosperous offer, and it'll actually put you in a different, complete different quality.
Okay.
And I have the Ten of Pentacles crossing it, which means it's going to be very prosperous.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. Also something to do with the man in your life, or a man in your life, I should say.
Hmm. Interesting.
Needing some, mm-hmm. Has something to do with this offer as well.
Okay, because that has progressed tremendously.
Good. Power of prayer, my dear. Power of prayer.
Yeah, it's progressed very fast. And this is a weird question. Kids, do you see that around me?
Okay.
There's a reason I'm asking.
Not your kids, someone else's kids?
No, my own. A little bit of both.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I got something to do with a health karmic card. I got the health card something to do with karma, and maybe that's body, people have health karma as well as other karma, and that it would take probably going maybe a fertility specialist or something.
Mhm. So it's something that
I got no.
Yet.
I got no, but somebody else's kids.
Okay, so it wouldn't be something that would happen on my own. Yeah.
It doesn't look like it.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Is there anything else you see around me?
Yeah, that's I felt the spirit to let you know that the blood will bring you peace. And that key scripture for that is Colossians 1:20. And Father, we thank you today that through the blood of Jesus that we have the peace that passes all understanding, guarding our hearts and minds. And we declare that we have this peace, wholeness and completeness, nothing missing and nothing broken in each and every area of our lives. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I got. Time for you to have peace. All right, we'll talk soon. I think I have an inkling, but it's all good.
Yeah.
God bless.
Okay.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. All right, let's see this. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Okay. Well, it seems as though we've come to a little halt here for callers. So, again, I'd like to talk to you about the things that we question. You know, I begin to question if things were meant, and then the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me, and I started getting well. And right now, it's a huge, you know, we're living in perilous times. It talks about it in 2 Timothy, and the last days. And Jesus said in his own words that in this world we'd have trouble, but to be of good cheer. Don't let it get you down. Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. And so I want you to hold on to that. Don't give up on your dreams. And even though we're living in these tough times, we need to know that the power of prayer can move mountains. All right, we have another caller here. Hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, Lynn.
Huh?
Hello.
Hi.
It's Lynn.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
What? Yes, I can. What's your question?
Hey, I'm Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, gee, where do I begin? Okay. I had a wonderful year. Ups and downs, and prayer is what brought me through to where I'm at now. God's answered a lot of my prayers and gave me peace in my life, and I'm now on to looking for a successful next year. And a few things I want to know about. I have a lot of plans for next year. Like, I want to get a home. I want to start a new career. You know, I just want to know where I'll be at.
Okay. Let's see where you'll be at. A lot better off than you are today.
That's why I work
okay,
so
the
hard this year.
The first card is the Two of cups, which means an equal love, the right relationship, falling in love, being in love. And it's crossed by you being intuitive and knowing about it, and also a woman of money. The second card is the health card, which is the sun, which is healthy relationship, healthy. It's also better money. You know, money is, and it could be the health profession, but actually getting your life in balance and seriously meeting the right man.
Okay.
You're going to be empowered to overcome, you've overcome a lot now, and you're going to share your knowledge with other people.
Okay.
You know, that's what we're supposed to do. We're all, when you accept Jesus, we become disciples, and we're supposed to share the good news with other people. And we will go places that, I as a minister have gone places that other ministers, I'm sure, would not go. But if God wants somebody, he has to have a willing soul that'll do it. And I was, so still am. You're going to have a wonderful year. Hello? Okay. Let's take another call here. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Daisy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
Okay.
I was just having lunch with a wonderful friend today, and I told her about you, so I hope that she calls in to talk, because I know you've been a blessing to me, and I know you'll be helpful to her as well.
Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
That. And you know, it's the graciousness of God, it's the goodness of God that brings people, and because that's what we need right now, is the goodness of God, and I believe we will see it in the land of the living. So what is your question? Mm-hmm.
Well, this holiday, this upcoming holiday, I'm spending time with a friend and her family because for some reason my sister doesn't want, you know, usually we gather at her place and, you know, I was telling my friend today at lunch, I don't know, is it me? I know I felt some tension the last holiday we spent together and... You know, it's a perfect gathering spot. She has a big place. All of my relatives can make it there easily. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, it's definitely hurt. I didn't want to sit alone on the holiday, so I made sure to make plans.
Okay, let's see here. Okay, this is all an experience that's playing out to bring a personal victory in your life. And what that means is that you will probably work things out, maybe both it's a happy ending.
Yeah.
Crossed by the Ten of Cups. There's something you're really going to learn, too, from this experience. It's things getting back under control. They got out of control.
I know my entire family has had, it's been a rough relationship amongst all of us, I should say. I feel like, you know, I'm always organizing and trying to get everyone together. But it's hard, you know, I feel some resistance, and this is it. You know, this is a great example. And, you know, I don't know, like, now with Christmas, I'm even reluctant to ask, you know, if we should get together because it hurts when, you know, you get your hopes up and then they say no. You know, I don't understand why family wouldn't want to spend the holiday together. So
okay.
It's definitely confusing.
The scripture talks about the generational curses that exist in families. We can see it in history. Cleopatra killed her brother for the throne, you know. So, and we see things in everyday life with other people, you know, I especially talk to people of all walks of life and hear what's going on and see into their lives and give them the guidance of the Spirit. But you have, it's a personal victory for you, plus it's a victory for everybody. I have both victory cards. It's like, I don't know if you hash it out or, but it looks like it brings back control. And for some reason, it really releases you. And
okay.
I got making peace. So I maybe, you know, that's one of the miracles of this time of year, too. You know, you see things and hear things about people's lives. I mean, we watch it on e-news. We watch it in magazines. Mm-hmm. And the positive thing about it is when everybody is forgiving and accepting. But there's something that releases this from you. You know, maybe this releases this from anybody in your line having to go through it again.
Okay. I hope to one day start my own family or create my own family somehow and our own traditions, because it's definitely hurtful, especially around this time of year. So will that happen? Like, will I have the opportunity to meet someone and, you know, create something? You know, I don't know if I'm too old for children, but just create our own traditions and, you know, family, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, there's peace at the end of this. And it releases you. It's like, you know, when you stop worrying about something, it's like a bondage comes off of you, you know, and the anointing breaks yokes. Those are yokes that attach to us. I mean, you can look at things like people who have problems with eyes maybe are refusing to see something. That's what it says in the metaphysical book, because there's a cause and effect for everything, you know. And everything shows us things, and we need to listen to our bodies sometimes. It's trying to tell us something. And I just feel like this is releases you so that you can go on with your life, and it breaks the curse off of it so that your family don't go through it again. And I do see a family for you in the future.
Thank you. Thank you, Daisy. It's always great.
That's
talking
cool,
to you.
Huh?
Yeah,
thank you
for sure. Thank you.
Thank
I
you for calling.
Your help.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Okay. All righty. Here we go. Taking another caller here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. Happy Saturday.
Thank you. What's your question?
I saw the word dreams, and I seem to be following a dream, and I don't. It's confusing.
Okay,
it's like.
Well, you know that Scripture says that without a vision, the people perish. And an old scripture said, without the seer, that the land perishes. And we need direction. And one of the ways that Spirit speaks to us is in our dreams. But you have to realize that all spirits touch our mind. You know, the negative spirit gives a suggestion of something. It's like everything on the news right now. We need to be fearful of, but I don't think we should be fearful. I think we need to be aware that, you know, there are people that don't like us and want to change. And we've been so used to all of our freedoms here. And as women, we're certainly lucky to be born in this country.
Yes, that's true.
Amen to that, right? So when you look at how they're treated in these countries, but actually, spiritually speaking, we're coming up into Jubilee, which is a time that's right after a year that's been hard to figure out. But, and it's hard to believe that good things can come, but they can. And did you just end?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Did you end a relationship?
No, I haven't ended the relationship. I think I just didn't realize what a friendship with a guy would be. And
yeah.
When I hear what you're saying about family, I've never been known about. I mean, he showed me compassion, I mean, empathy, but I guess it's complicated because it's something that I wanted, but yet I didn't know that it would turn out this way.
It's complicated. It's caused by a little depression here on both sides. And it's not completely gone, okay? There is a period of time here where everybody's trying to get back in control of their emotions. But he in particular has an inner conflict about his decision, whatever decision he made that upset you.
There was a misunderstanding in the beginning.
Yeah.
I guess I was in a car accident recently, and since that, things changed in my mind about things, and I think part of it was a misunderstanding, and I do sabotage things because I just feel. If I get upset, I will avoid somebody. And I guess...
That's your own particular defense mechanism.
Right? He knows that.
Yeah.
So I think...
Yeah, well, he regrets something, and he's got an inner conflict about... So he's not quite gone. There's another encounter with him coming up, and it looks like it could be December or January.
That long, huh? Interesting. So you don't see anything coming up. Okay, I'm just...
Well,
I can't think clearly.
December's almost here.
December's
almost...
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
He's trying to... a man goes into his man cave. We want to solve things. You know, women are like...
Actually,
sorry,
it's the opposite. I go into my cave, and he tries to solve things. It's the opposite. It's a switchover. And I think part of it is
this time. It's him in the cave right now.
He's in the cave right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Trying to figure out why he responded the way. Well, you know, just kind of like, why did it happen this way?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh. He says I can't read your mind, and so
exactly.
He taught me, he's the first person I learned to speak my mind. But yet, it's like a double standard. You speak your mind, and then they have a different response to it. And it's like, well, he wanted me to say what was on my mind, but then you don't always like what I have to say.
Well, it's like people say they want to hear the truth, but then the truth, it shocks them or hurts them in some way, and it's like we start, it's a defense mechanism. We justify things in our mind. We're very fearfully and wondrously made, the Bible says. We're very complicated. There's no two snowflakes like, no two individuals like. But this isn't what I'm basically telling you. It's going to go to another phase. It's not quite over.
Okay.
Neither one of you has closure.
No, it's no closure. I guess I'm not going to beg. I'll just wait for him to make his decision of what he wants to do. Because if he wants something, he'll come after it. You know,
he's
I guess that's
come
the best
after
thing to do.
Either December or January. And it could be either one because it's an ace, but it's a personal victory for you, and it's maybe another level of understanding.
Okay. I guess I have to have patience and understanding, and this is just a life lesson. He's not like
for
any other person. So, if you could read what my past was, you would say, "This is a piece of cake." This is what normal people go through, not what you went through before. So.
No, I know, and you have come a long way, but you know what? You're going to start seeing some happiness. God bless you, and thank you for calling us.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Daisy, you already talked to me.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, no, that's just, okay. Maybe you can answer one thing about my financial then.
Okay. Your financial?
Tell me how this is going to come out. Yeah, because I'm...
Especially since I called you, huh?
But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I need to get on a real subject here.
All right. Well, you know what? It's in the stars. It's going to surprise you, but over the next two, and that could be either weeks or months, not years, okay, you're going to get an offer, and I see a victory over your present struggle within the next two. And it says you need to be temperate. We all need to right now. Okay? But actually, this stress over money and the suffering is in the passing influence line. So it's going to change within two.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, that'll be
good.
Hopefully I'll find something. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Well, I think all of us are concerned about money. You know, we're concerned about our economy. And, you know, there is karma related to money, so we all have it to a degree, and depending on our lineage and the generational curses that are on our particular line. So, but this is a year of jubilee. This is a year that God will supernaturally enable us to become debt-free, and we welcome that today. Okay, looks like I have another caller here.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. It's me again. I saw you were doing more than one question, so I thought I'd call you back.
Okay.
sorry to bother you twice, but I thought I would just do a follow-up question on your original reading with the Cleopatra deck that you did today.
Okay.
So my question is, you know, there are two men that are from my past, and you said things were moving beyond. There was something that was in the past for me. I'm just wondering if the two men that have been predominant in my life in the last few years, if they are really both gone, or is just the relationship pattern gone? Does that make sense?
Okay.
Or if there's is it new energy coming in romantically, or is it one of these other people that have been around, one of these other men that have been around, but I've had strange dynamic with?
Okay.
Does that make any sense? I mean, is it the old behavior going away, or is it the actual men? If that makes any sense.
Okay, it does. Well, your first card is temperance, which means that you had to settle this. Okay, you had it was your destiny to settle this, and it's for your own wisdom. So I'm going to say the behaviors are changing here, and because the last card still shows past life that you're going to recognize what you need to recognize out of it, but I don't see any emotional suffering here. I actually see it's like you learn, or the light goes, but you have a very healthy relationship coming up as a result of these experiences.
Okay, so you're saying that it's something that I've grown through. So therefore, is there new energy coming in, or is it still one of the...
I think it's going to be somebody new. I think it you like qualities about both of these men, and this new energy has the qualities that you like in both of these men and one man, and that's probably the reason that it works.
I see. So you think it's someone really new?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But there's an enlightenment with these. There's something you like about each of these men, and that's comforting to you. There is an enlightenment as a result of this experience, and I actually don't think their behaviors change. I think they're you can always remain friends with them. There's been a real, it's a real beautiful growth here.
Well, that's good. That's really good. Okay, well, thank you so much. It's been a long time.
You're welcome. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right. Well, we have about 14 minutes left, so rather than taking any more calls, I'm going to speak blessing over us. And I'm going to use the scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 16. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread that we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? And, you know, I'd like to emphasize that taking communion right now would be a really good thing with the way the condition of our world. We need to feed our spirit and definitely prayer. And I want to speak this blessing over us. Father, we are all thankful for the abundant blessings that are coming into our lives through the blood of Jesus. We declare that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out, and that your blessings are chasing us down and overtaking us in every area of our life. And we praise you and thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, and we thank you for being able to share with other people. Jesus said, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. And that's the purpose of this show, is we don't ask anything from you. We're trying to get something to you. Okay, there seems to be one more question here. All right, let's take this. I don't want anybody to miss out. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Had the little question mark. Well, anyway, I will let everyone know about the next radio show, and I was so grateful that this one went well. And again, I want everyone to pray for all these victims of violence that's going on, and I think communion would be a really good thing to keep us and to be very aware. We need to be very aware of what's going on around us, and we need to report something that looks suspicious. But I believe that God will protect us, and I know the blood will protect us. So until next time, God bless everybody, and have a very happy Thanksgiving. Bye.